Studying abroad is wonderful if you have the opportunity. I was fortunate to have that opportunity three times. I studied in France, Canada, and the old Soviet Union in what is now Russia. I studied in France while I was completing my bachelor's degree at home in California. I studied French language and literature, which I was in love with at the time. It was so special to be in the land of Molière and Voltaire, Zola and Sartre. I spent about a year there, and during that time I lived with a French family, which gave me lots of opportunity to speak French, as well as to eat the wonderful food. I was in a small country town, not Paris, so I was able to enjoy the beautiful countryside, the big rivers, the forests, and in the distance, the mountains. I received a diploma for my efforts while in France. Then, after I had completed my bachelor's degree in California, I went to Canada to do a master's degree in comparative literature. I spent a year and a half in Canada, from autumn through two winters to the second spring. I was living in an apartment with a friend who was studying on the same program as me, so that was very convenient. I really enjoyed the work in Canada because the classes were so small. However, I was not allowed to have a job, which made it very hard to make ends meet. After I finished my master's degree in Canada, I had the opportunity to go to the old Soviet Union for 3 months. There I lived in a student hostel with other foreign and Soviet students, and I studied Russian language and culture. I found that extremely interesting, though it was a very hard language to learn, especially the grammar and the pronunciation. I spent 3 months in the Soviet Union and received a certificate at the end of this time, which I still have on my wall at home, written in beautiful Russian script. The people there were extremely friendly, and the theater was just glorious. For me, going abroad to study was not just serious effort. I had a lot of fun, too.